As you've been listening to the visualizations in this course, what you've been doing is entering various states of meditation. Now, meditation is not about sitting in a darkened room with your eyes closed. We drop in and out of meditative states pretty much all day. So if you've ever driven somewhere, not quite remembered how you got to the end destination, you were in some level of meditation at that time. Have you ever driven somewhere and thought you wouldn't have enough time to get to the end, you were going to be late, but somehow magically you just got there with seconds to spare? If this has ever happened to you, it's an example of how we bend time. And when we jump out of time like this, we can easily tune in to our future selves and into our guides, who sit outside our four-dimensional time domain. And this is a really valuable technique for anybody that's creative, anyone that works in a therapeutic or healing capacity, because it means you can be with your client, with your project, being creative, healing or coaching, while in that meditative state. And when you do this, you can focus on the job at hand while also being open for external thought forms to come in. And like all these things, practice makes perfect. So for this visualization, sit in a chair and find a blank wall that you can face. And somewhere on that wall, even if it's a smooth wall, I guarantee there'll be some sort of blemish. So find a spot on the wall and stare at it. And just let the tension flow from your body. Make sure your feet are on the floor, your hands by your side or on your lap. And as you stare at this spot, become aware of the wall above and below the spot, and to the right and the left of it. And defocus on the spot itself. So you can see everything around the spot, you're looking right at the spot, but you're not focused on the spot. While you're doing this, I want to introduce you to a new form of meditation, which is meditating on a mantra. And a mantra is a sound that you repeat over and over, either externally or internally. So in each hand, just join the thumb and the middle finger together, so the pads are touching. This is known as a mudra. And the function and purpose of mudras is outside the scope of this course. That doesn't matter right now. It sets an intention that you make a connection to your muse. Now become aware of your breath. Allow the diaphragm to do the breathing for you. So really expand your belly on the in-breath, and on the out-breath, fully exhale. And on the in-breath, I want you to say internally the word tempus. That's Latin for time. And on the out-breath, you say internally the word fugit, F-U-G-I-T, and that's Latin for flies, so that's time flies. The in-breath Tempest, and on the out-breath Fugit. All the time, staring at that spot on the wall, but being aware of the wall around it. And of course, you can blink during this process. And do this for 1 minute. Bring your awareness now from your eyeballs staring at the wall to a point inside your brain, that 1 inch up from the top of your mouth and 2 inches back. And just imagine now that you're staring at the back of your eyeballs and the eyeballs are staring at that spot on the wall. And again, do that for a minute. Now bring your eyes back in focus, come back into the room, and as we never want to waste a visualization of what might have come in while you're in this state, if you want to write something now or just luxuriate in this state, pick up your pen and paper and just write.